On behalf of Pastor Don and myself, I'd like to welcome you all here. It's always good to be gathered in God's house. I got out of the parking lot. Steve was pulling in about the same time as me. And we got out of the car and shook hands and looked at each other. And I said, what a difference a year makes, brother. And a year ago, we had Boku snow. There was snowbanks out there. You got out of the parking lot. And I don't remember Monday, Thursday, but I remember Good Friday when we got back here on Good Friday. There was lots of mud puddles and mugs out there. Yeah, and so if your shoes are nasty tonight, it's because you just weren't paying attention. But this truly is the day that the Lord has made. We've had a blessed winter and spring. We are just richly and fully blessed. And it's always good to gather and do this service. I like a service where all different parts of God's army gather together. And we will unite together, and for this night we gather together, and tomorrow night when we do Good Friday, we gather together and we're one thing. We're Christians. We're Christians, we're joined together, and we share in the belief that, you know, Jesus came as God's Son, lived, walked, died, and is resurrected so that we get to live forever. And y'all should say, Amen. If you turn to your bulletin, we'll do the call to worship. I'll read the light part, you all do the dark part. Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
Anyone who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
If I say, let the darkness cover me, and the light around me turn to night, darkness is not dark to you, O God.
The night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light to you are both alike.
Amen. You turn to 196. We're going to sing verses 1 through 3 of 196. This is one day. Rise if you're able.
Rising in justice,
God be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, give us the sun to illuminate the day, and the moon and stars to shine by night. Kindle in us the flame of your love, that our lives may be shed abroad the radiance of your light, and the world may be full of the splendor of your glory. Through Jesus Christ, the Son of righteousness.
Please join with me in reading Lighting of the Candles. O gracious light,
pure brightness of eternal Creator in heaven, O Jesus Christ, hold and blessed, now as we come to the setting of the sun, our eyes behold your vesper light, we sing praises, Holy God, one in Trinity, you are worthy at all times to be praised by happy voices, O Christ of God, O giver of life, and be glorified through all the worlds.
Brothers and sisters, let us join together in a prayer of confession. We are called to be the children of the day and not children of the night.
Let us approach the throne of grace that we may receive mercy.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our sins are too heavy to carry, too real to hide, and too deep to undo. Forgive what our lips tremble to name, what our hearts can no longer bear, and what has become for us a consuming fire of judgment. Set us free from a past that we cannot change. Open us to a future in which we can be changed, and grant us grace to grow more and more in your likeness and image.
Through Jesus Christ, our light of the world. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. This is the message we have heard from Christ and proclaim to you. God is the light.
If we walk in the light as Christ is in the light, we have communion with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins.
Good evening. I'd like to read from the Gospel of Matthew, 20th chapter, verses 26 through 28. But it shall not be so among you, but whosoever will be the greatest among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Second reading is the Gospel of John, 13th chapter, verses 4 through 10. Rolf rose from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel wherewith he was girded. Then came he unto Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee now, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, He that washeth needeth not but to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and you are clean, but not all. The word of the Lord.
anyone else want their foot washed?
Continue service with number 78, Our God, Our Help in Ages Past, number 78.
Thank you.
first reading is from the Gospel of Luke, 22nd chapter, verses 26 to 28. And he said unto them, the king of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority over them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so. For he that is the greatest among you, let him be as the youngest, and he that is chief, as he hath done service. For who is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth? It is not that he that sitteth at meat, but I am among you, you are he that serveth. Ye are they that have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint you unto a kingdom as my Father has appointed unto me.
The second reading is Matthew 26, verses 26 to 29. While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will never again drink of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom."
Our invitation for the Lord's Supper is by intention. After the prayer, you'll come forward, taking a piece of bread and dipping it in the cup. Our ministers will say, "The body of Christ broken for you, the blood of Christ shed for you." Join with us in prayer.
God, we ask you to pour your Spirit upon this bread and upon this juice. On this night, as we commemorate and remember the Last Supper of Jesus and his disciples, let this meal fill our hearts and lead us into service. Amen.
Well, why don't you guys go out and do Charlie and anybody else that has a hard time walking? If walking's an issue, just raise your hand and our folks will minister the elements to you out there. And then they'll come back up front and the rest of you able-bodied folks can come forward.
Thank you. Jesus took the bread, gave thanks, and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this and remember me." Remember the night on the Mount of Olives. There, in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." And being in agony, his sweat became as if it were great drops of blood falling down upon the ground.
Thank you. when it was evening, Jesus took his place with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." And they became greatly distressed and began to say to him one after another, "Surely not I, Lord." He answered, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as is written on him, but woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. I would have been better for that one not to have been born." Judas, who betrayed him, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." He replied, "You have said so."
Then Jesus said to them, "You will all become deserters because of me this night. For it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' And after I am raised up, I will go ahead of you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Though all become deserters because of you, I will never desert you." Jesus said to him, "Truly, I tell you, this very night, before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter said to him, "Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you." And so said all the disciples.
Jesus came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not come into the time of trial." Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. In his anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground.
Jesus and the 12 went to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took with him Peter and James and John and began to be distressed and agitated. And he said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and keep awake." And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. He said, "Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I want, but what you want." He came and found him sleeping, and he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep awake for 1 hour? Keep awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. For the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And once more he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to say to him. He came a third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Enough. The hour has come, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners.
Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that the Son may glorify you. Since you have given him authority over all people to give eternal life to all whom you have given him, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I glorify you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They are yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept their word.
The sixth reading of the day, that they may come, all be one. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they may also be sanctified in truth. I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that they, the world, may believe that they have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as I have loved me.
Jesus went out with his disciples across the Kidron Valley to a place where there was a garden, which he and his disciples entered. Now Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, because Jesus often met there with his disciples. So Judas brought a detachment of soldiers together with police from the chief priests and the Pharisees. And they came there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Then Jesus, knowing all that was about to happen to him, came forward and asked them, "Whom are you looking for?" They answered, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus replied, "I am he." Judas, who betrayed him, was standing with them.
Shadow of the cross. Then the soldiers led him to the courtyard of the palace. That is the governor's headquarters. and they called together the whole cohort. And they clothed him in a purple cloak, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him. And they began salutating him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They struck his head with a reed, spat upon him, and knelt down in homage to him. After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him.
Continue service with hymn number 218, "Were You There?" And if you're a flashlight bearer, here's with those who don't have flashlights.
The Word became a human being and full of grace and truth lived among us. The Word was in the world. And though God made the world through the world did not recognize the Word. Some, however, did receive the Word and believed in the Word. So the Word gave them the right to become God's children. This is how judgment works. The light has come into the world, but people love the shadows rather than the light, because their deeds are evil.
We'll close with the Lord's Prayer, and tonight we'll use debts and debtors. Praying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.